Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 51, Dreams. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by Dr. Bill's A Little Less Ugly Home Tonic. Do you ever catch a glimpse of yourself in a mirror and think, oh, maybe I could just be a little bit less ugly? Well, you're not alone. Dr. Bill has spent decades working in a very busy urban emergency room. So believe me, he knows ugly. He has also served as the doctor of record for clinics offering Botox and other high-dollar anti-ugly pharmaceuticals, helping the ugly rich become just a little less ugly. But Dr. Bill is a man of the people, and he asked himself a simple question: why should only the wealthy get to be a little less ugly? Enter Dr. Bill's A Little Less Ugly Home Tonic. This is a non-FDA approved formula featuring a proprietary blend of liquefied cheese balls and Miller High Life. That's right, the champagne of beers meets the snack aisle. Whether you're preparing for a big meeting, a first date, or just trying to soften the blow of your own reflection, Dr. Bill has you covered. Call Dr. Bill today. Tell him you want to be a little bit less ugly. All for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me anything for this, although if it works, we may owe Dr. Bill quite a bit. In this final episode, focused on results, or the R of the core formula, Earl turns to one of the most frequently powerful forces in our lives, dreams. He begins by distinguishing between three different kinds of dreams we all experience. The first are our sleep dreams, the strange nighttime mix of memory, emotion, wish, and experience. These come and go, often without clear meaning. The second are daydreams, the fantasies and thoughts that drift into our minds when we're relaxed, bored, or just letting our attention wander. But the third kind of dream Earl wants us to pay attention to is our persistent daydreams. These are the ideas, images, and longings that return again and again. They spill into our everyday thinking. They don't fade. Earl suggests these reoccurring dreams may be signals, clues pointing us toward a direction we are meant to explore. They may not arrive with instructions, but they often contain the seeds of a future calling. To illustrate this idea, Earl shares the story of Elsa Maxwell, who found her path early in life. When Elsa was young, her father lay dying. Before his death, he gave her four pieces of advice, and she followed them for the rest of her life. Earl credits these simple rules with shaping a life filled with meaningful, joyful work. Her father told her, one, never be afraid of they. What they say should never determine your happiness. They are simply a collection of we and us, often repeating ideas without much reflection. 2. Make it a habit. Sorry, never make it a habit of collecting inanimate objects. Invest your energy in people and living things. Collecting objects creates dependency. Investing in life creates growth. 3. Laugh at yourself first. Don't take yourself too seriously. A light heart keeps life flexible and resilient. 4. Take the light things seriously and the serious things lightly. This balance allows you to move through life with perspective rather than fear. Earl suggests that living by principles like these make it far more likely that you'll find the work you love and a life that feels whole. From there, Earl shifts to a deeply important point. The world does not need you to be a copy of someone. You could spend your entire life trying to write like Hemingway and never succeed because you're not Hemingway. What the world actually needs is you, fully developed. Your job is not to imitate greatness, but to bring your own spark into the world. Earl reassures us here. This is not a barren field that we are working in. It is a gold mine. The gold is already there, but it requires effort, patience, and faith to keep digging. Earl then uses a nautical metaphor. A ship's captain doesn't set a course once and forget it. He regularly checks his position, makes corrections, and adjusts direction to reach the intended destination. In life, purpose is the rudder. Without it, people drift. They wait. They hope for something. They hope that something will appear magically, point them in the right direction. But waiting without direction is not preparation. It's avoidance. Goals and purpose don't lock us into rigid paths. They give us something to steer by. Earl closes the episode by returning to one of the most consistent themes. We become what we think about. If that's true, and Earl insists it is, then our inner life matters immensely. Over time, our outer lives become a reflection of what our inner thoughts are for us. People who live with direction, joy, and lightness tend to express those qualities outwardly. People without goals often manifest that aimlessness in visible ways. Our persistent thoughts, dreams, and attitudes quietly shape who we become. Earl ends the episode with a short poem by Rabindranath Tagore, the Nobel laureate from Calcutta. I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and found that life was duty. I acted and behold, duty was joy. Episode 53 brings the results section to a thoughtful close. Dreams aren't distractions, they're signals. Purpose doesn't arrive fully formed, it's discovered through attention and action. And joy often isn't found by avoiding duty, but by committing ourselves to meaningful work. The gold is already there. The compass is in your hands. The next step is yours. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.